And we're back.
We are indeed back.
Yeah. The long-awaited return of 3 in the Afternoon podcast. We indeed. Are here. A lot has happened since then. Oh, let me check when the last episode released.
Yeah, I was just about to ask that, because I feel like it's been like maybe...
It's been a couple years.
Yeah. Maybe two?
It came, yeah, 2 years.
Damn.
Came out July 14th, 2020. 21, sorry. Oh, July, 21. July, no, not 2021, 2020.
Oh, 2020.
But it was July 21st, 2020.
Oh, wow.
It was a while. Okay, so update on the band since then.
If
you know, anybody decides to listen to these in order.
Yeah.
So it's now just me and Jude. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of doing the music production stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just me and Jude again.
Yeah, honestly.
Because Todd left, and then...
Well, yeah. Actually, we haven't... No. So, like the listeners, they don't know that we had more people.
Oh, yeah. They don't
than just
know.
Todd.
Yeah, no. Well, no, we did talk about it in that episode.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
When we had...
when we had that other person. Many? Yeah, we had that other person.
The other two.
Oh, them two? No. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah. Yeah, we had and for a while. I'll just bleep these in the normal one. And then they left. And now we're almost pushing out 3 EPs.
Yeah.
We got them in the works.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer. Okay, so here's the life update for me, at least, from whenever the last time we all spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that I think I was like working at like Kroger or something at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Since then, I did drop out of high school already.
That's right. There. Oh, okay.
So I don't work at Kroger anymore. I worked in the oil field for mm-hmm. a little bit, for like a year.
Yeah.
And now me and Jude are back together. Indeed. And we're both going to school together. So
yeah.
We have a lot of time to be together.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And I went to school in Ohio. Things kind of went to shit, so I had to come home. And I've been here for a while. And then now I'm going to Lone Star with Emilio.
Yeah, and which music is it's so good because I've been itching to be singing with an ensemble and really mm-hmm. just like honing my craft of at least my voice for the past like 2 years. And so this is like the first opportunity I've gotten in a while.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. I don't think I've sung with like a choir or like done any like classical voice
mm-hmm.
since. Yeah, like March yeah. of this year.
Damn.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's nice being back and everything. And you know, and singing again and getting more rep. And yeah, I mean, it's just like kind of what you're saying, you know, it's nice to like get back into it and like start honing more of our skills
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. So. Yeah.
Not only that, I get to learn theory and all that shit.
Oh,
in
yeah,
which,
yeah.
It's going to be wild because I'm going to be listening to, you can listen to like most of the songs we did. Like only one of us really kind of knew at least the theory side of what we were doing.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know anything. I'm just like, this sounds nice.
So let's do it. Yeah.
I think I came up with a riff for Sun and Moon Song, which that may be something different from by the time that like we release it. But
the name?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what we're calling it now. Yeah. I came up with a riff for most of the riffs that were like the ones that are like loops are the ones that I made.
Yeah.
And then all the other ones like Ticking Time. What are the ones you read, Jude?
It was Signals from Venus, Falling Without Moving,
mm-hmm.
parts 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I did the part 2, you did the part 1.
Yeah, I did the part 1,
yeah.
You did the part 2.
And then also, Dance With Me Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what other ones? No, we didn't do I Ain't Dead because that was a collective thing. No, I did I Ain't Dead because I had the idea and
yeah.
then I brought it to you guys.
Yeah.
So then I Ain't Dead, Ticking Time, Signals from Venus, Falling Without Moving, part 2. And then Dance With Me Tonight. Oh, fuck. What other ones?
Hold on, let me grab the fucking whiteboard real quick.
Oh, yeah. So we right now we have all of our stuff written out onto a whiteboard, and it's all kind of divided into the three EPs that we're going to be putting out. And so...
All right, so you wrote Taking Time.
Yes.
And I Ain't Dead. Mm-hmm. Dance With Me, mm-hmm. Signals From Venus, mm-hmm. and Falling Without Moving, Part 2.
Yeah.
Or Part, yeah, Part 2.
Part 2, yeah.
And then I think we both contributed to Wake. That was, like, more of a collective thing.
Yeah. Because you, I mean, technically you were the one, you have credits to that one because you did the bass line, and the bass line was, like, the first thing that we had.
Yeah.
We had going for it.
But then I went Nate Spaghetti and then came back, and then you'd come up with the entire direction for it.
I guess. But so you had the groundwork. Bass,
yeah. So, you know, it's really great talking about this, and knowing that between me and Jude, at least, like, neither of us want to be like, no, you can have the credit for that one. It's okay, yeah. You know? And especially when it comes to this, neither of us want to say, like, you know, we wrote it. It's more of just like, oh, well, you know, you did this and you did this. No, but you did this.
Yeah, oh, stop it.
Oh, stop it. And then I think the ones that I wrote was, you know, I wrote Stepping Off Point. Mm-hmm. And then
Wake.
Wake. And also the one that we're doing right now is Real Shit.
Oh, yeah, Real Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I could have sworn there was more.
Honestly, me too.
Cause how many songs do we have right now?
We have nine.
Oh yeah, we do have nine.
Once we fully develop Real Shit, we'll have like nine good ones.
Oh, okay. Are we putting Real Shit in here?
I think we should.
Okay, so then what?
Yeah, I think it would be great to replace Spacey Boy. I think Spacey Boy.
Yeah, it's just a lost cause.
It's a lost cause. I just don't wanna. We made it and it didn't sound that good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I feel like probably another time. In our music hood, we can revisit Spacey Boy, but Spacey Boy, as of right now, is just like,
I mean, we haven't even touched it in forever.
No. It's mainly because, you know, I'm the one who controls some of this, but like, I just haven't wanted to work on it.
Honestly,
it doesn't sound like good to me right now, so I'm just like, I would rather put my energy towards something like real shit.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
But yeah. So we have nine songs, but you kind of know them now by like some of their names. Like Sun and Moon Song is not fully named yet. Real Shit is not named yet.
Mm-hmm.
But stuff like, and Spacey Boy isn't even named yet.
Yeah.
But we got like Ticking Times, I Ain't Dead, Dance With Me, Signals From Venus, Stepping Off Point, Falling Without Moving, and Wake.
Yeah.
I feel like there's one more that we're missing because there's like one in between here on the second EP.
Which one?
On the second EP?
Yeah.
There's Dance With Me, Blank, and then Signals. I'm like, I feel like we had one more.
Damn.
Oh, wait, no, Sun and Moon.
Oh, yeah, the Sun and Moon one.
Sun and Moon song goes on Epilogue, too.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I was like, wait, there's one more. Okay, so yeah, there it is. So I think we wrote like a pretty like even amount on this one.
Yeah, we did.
Between me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. Oh, Sun and Moon, man. Sun and Moon, I can't wait for like that one to be released because that one is like one of my favorites that we've produced so far.
Yeah. And then I'm also going to ask Kim about what like where she stands on it because like I asked her like, you know, like, hey, how's that? How's the song coming and whatnot? And I don't think she's gotten around to it.
Mm-hmm. If anything, we'll find somebody
someone else.
Yeah.
And I have one person in mind. That we could do. I mean, it'd be a little bit difficult,
mm-hmm.
but Sarah Crone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, cause like we could get her on that, just like cause, I mean she has like Logic Pro and all that stuff. She has stuff to record it with.
She has the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and so she could just send like the bare voice file, and then we can fuck around with it here.
Okay. Yeah.
So I mean, I'll shoot her like a text or something, and I'll be like, hey.
If that comes to fruition, just let me know, so I can get that set up to do, cause that's gonna be like the first. What?
What's your face?
Oh, yeah, the person I just started talking
to. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dude, you can totally do that.
Yeah. She's okay. A great singer, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so that works.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm helping you.
You're helping me.
I'm
helping you. Anyways, we've just been doing music, man. That's really a lot that we've been doing.
Yeah.
And shit. what other turmoils have we had this kind of time whenever it's come to our music?
So lately we've been having like a lot of really bad writer's block.
Yeah.
With like songs, sometimes even if we're like gassed going into the session or what, mm-hmm. like we'll just start something and then we like quickly fall off and we're like, what is this?
Yeah, we had a couple projects that we started where we just kind of like, we started it, we started recording, it started sounding like decent, mm-hmm. and then towards the point where just like, I really forgot where we were going with this.
Yeah.
We'd have no direction. We'd have nowhere to go from, you know, where we had just been. So we're just like,
where do we go now? Where do we go now?
Where do we go? Boom, boom. Where do we go?
Sweet.
Where do we go? Sounds like a snail. How do you think a snail would even sound, dude?
Like Gary.
Like Gary. Jude's fucking dying.
I am done. I've been like stupid congested for like a while, and I have no fucking idea
why.
It's
that damn phone.
My parents were right when
your parents were right when they said it was that
damn phone.
Yeah. But yeah, it's only me and Jude now. But we are like, we've started playing like some of the songs that we were doing. We've started playing them just like in an actual like jam setting.
Yeah.
And we're like, these are great. And now we're just kind of thinking of, like, we need to get more people now.
Yeah.
Because we need probably a rhythm guitarist, a bassist, and a keyboardist.
And I mean, like, most of the things, like, for, like, live shows, if we were to do live shows. Because, I mean, okay, if I'm being completely honest, I don't think that we could find more people that share the kind of dynamic that we have, music writing-wise. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because I know whenever it came to, like, writing, me and you, we've kind of like, we've been doing this shit for years at this point. So yeah. Now our style of like writing lyrics and writing songs
uh-huh.
is completely synergized between me and you.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to the thing that like I really like pushed for us to stray away from whenever we started writing music, which was, you know, not rhyming. Rhyming a lot, using different rhyming structures, and even if we're not using a rhyme structure, just flowy words, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, there's like a few songs that we rhyme in.
Well, it's like Wake has I Think I'm Dreaming But I'm Wide Awake, I'm Not Feeling Because I Only Ache.
Yeah, like that's like kind of it, but I don't we rhyme in Ticking Time? Because when I look into your eyes, I can see the ticking time, pass away. The many tears I cried that day. Oh, way and day.
Yeah, but it's not like even that noticeable of a rhyme. You know?
It's not.
It's just like a word. These things are just being said to you, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the entire like writing style that I really loved going for.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we've kind of like pushed ourselves to. And we've also had our other members like and try to write. We've only had like one other person kind of like even get on that.
Yeah.
And that was.
Yeah.
But like other people, like I said, I'm gonna bleep all these fucking names.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, and I did not like his writing style.
I didn't either. I mean, his
was very
like,
rhymey.
Yeah, yeah, it was very rhymey, and it was really like stuck in this rock and roll kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, me and Emilio, you know, I mean, we like rock and roll, but
yeah,
like,
don't get us wrong. I like a good fucking pussy popper of a rock and roll song every once in a while.
Yeah,
but like
writing that shit,
writing that shit, it genuinely is. It feels mind numbing.
It's boring.
It's
as
so
hell.
Fucking boring.
Because and this is what I like about our stuff is that like if we like we, I feel like me and Emilio can't really write anything like that because it's too simple. And one thing that I like about our music is that it's complex, but not to a point that you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, you're it's complex to a point that you're like, oh, what is this?
What is this, you know?
As opposed to like, what the fuck is this?
It's in both soundscape and lyricism, we have this complexity, especially with the soundscape. I like to put a lot of stuff in the soundscapes. You're going to hear with Sun and Moon, especially Wake and Falling Without Moving. Those have very, very big soundscapes. And not only that, like, it would probably take you, like, 3 or 4 listens around, you know, after really, like, hearing the song to really figure out all the parts that are going on in there because there's a lot. There's a lot of complexity going on. There's a lot of these textures that make this one big, beautiful piece of music.
Yeah, exactly.
And, Yeah, we've honed that writing style for years now.
Because, mm-hmm. When did we actually, start writing things? Just in terms of, getting it down on paper.
I want to say that it started around the time of, I Ain't Dead and, Taking Time. Because I know we have, some other songs that we've written, but, we just kind of threw them away because we're like, they weren't that good, you know?
Yeah.
And,
Oh, I still have that Yellow Spiral filled with, the... Kind of, the excerpts that we pulled from, What was that one thing we did in English?
Oh, Persephone or something like that?
No, it was, I think it started with an S. To where, what is it? Dude, I can't remember. I can't remember if it started with an E or an S. I mean, I have it at home, but anyways, it was this, this Greek, story, and whatnot, and me and Emilio just, pulled from it, and we had this whole idea for an album.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had this whole idea. It was, oh, shit. Ignore that.
Fuck, yeah.
It was this entire idea. That's where we have, what's it called? As I Lay in Peace.
Yeah.
I was in my, graphic design class, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just make this piece of music. I found a really nice synth on GarageBand on my phone, and then I'm like, all right, I don't know how to play piano, so I'm like, do that. Yeah. That sounds good. All right, cool. And then after all that, I sent it to Jude. I'm like, Jude, listen to this. It's pretty fucking cool. And then Jude redid it a little bit and made it sound better.
Really, all I did was I changed some of the tonalities of it, and then I changed the rhythm of it, because I mean it was kind of sporadic, and then I just kind of matched everything up, gave it a tempo and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but no, it's actually pretty solid. I still have it on my phone, mm-hmm. in GarageBand.
See, I'm jealous because I don't have any version of As I Lay in Peace anymore.
I have I think I have the very 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 first rendition of Ticking Time that I did by myself.
Oh shit,
before I took it to you guys. It's either on my phone or it's on my MacBook. As I Lay in Peace, the last time I opened it was April 26th, 2022.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was the last time I opened it. Fuck. Do I have... yeah, I do. January, February, March. March 24th, 2021.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Take a listen to that after this.
Dude, I know, man.
But yeah. We have a lot of early recordings, in which I had this idea for Jude, because we have our drive, and every once in a while I'll make a different version of a song and then put that other version up. And so the thing that I loved about archiving all of these, in a sense archiving all of these recordings, is listening to them from their first rendition to their current rendition, they sound a million times better. You can hear, especially when it comes to me as a producer, mm-hmm. you can hear my growth and my learning in those, because they progressively just sound better.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially from the first versions of Stepping Off Point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Stepping Off Point was completely different. I think we named it IDRK. I named it IDRK at first.
Oh, yeah?
And then we named it Stepping Off Point. No, let's listen to it real quick. Hold on.
All right, take a brief break here.
Quick break.
No, dude, I just found this one song.
All right, yeah, we're back. Jude just showed me some old versions of some of our songs. And he's just in the mic. Did it? Oh, I didn't leave my phone over there.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah, no, we just listened to some... we just listened to some of our old stuff that we haven't written, or we haven't listened to in a while. And, it's actually, some of it's pretty bangering.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that it, with two of the songs that we have that we listen to from there,
yeah.
If anything, we just release an album or again, another EP.
The Keystones, the Lost Songs.
The Lost Songs. Either that or just write an entire album that's based around that sort of Weezer rock sort of feel.
Dude, yeah. Because at that time that I was that I wrote some of those, it was I had been listening to a bunch of Weezer, and then that was
Oh, you just plainly admit that. Oh man.
It's yeah, terrible. Man.
I'm
what?
So sorry for you.
Oh, fuck you.
He's adjusting the mic.
No, I got it.
I'm gonna mute him. I'm gonna mute him this entire time.
Yeah.
Because this fucking mic over here is just gonna.
Yeah. Like a.
Here. I think this will work. Say that to me. But yeah, some of that I think we could definitely write some shit with that.
Yeah, 100%.
Because most of them just don't have words, but already the hard part is done.
Like, yeah, which is
most
like,
the idea is already down and laid out.
Yeah.
So all we gotta do is like write like three sets of lyrics, and then we're done.
Yeah, that's it.
Those. We'll work on those.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gonna be called just like the Lost Pieces or something.
Yeah, the Lost Stones.
The Lost Stones.
Or like
I think
the
Lost
Keys.
Pieces is pretty good. Or oh, Lost yeah. Keys.
Or like Forgotten Pieces or
forgotten
something like
pieces.
That.
Pieces. I think yeah. Lost Pieces is just great because
yeah,
you know it's like Lost Pieces of you know whatever.
Yeah.
And then Lost Pieces of music.
Yeah.
That we haven't really touched.
At all. Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll just be maybe there'll be like a SoundCloud EP. You know.
Oh yeah.
I'll be like, just so that we can have like, you know, the same thing that they did for like 21 Pilots, or like 21 Pilots' like first album, original at best, is not on streaming services.
Yeah.
And there's like a whole bunch of songs that are just exclusive to that album.
Yeah.
And so you basically have to download that album in order to listen to those.
Oh, shit.
And I have it downloaded. I love that album. But yeah, maybe like release it on SoundCloud just so that they're like, have you heard the Lost Pieces?
Oh my god.
Yeah, there it is. It'll be on the same SoundCloud that has my that has my rapping on it.
Yeah, goddamn.
Ah. Great pieces of music all around.
Yeah.
But yeah. In all honesty, I think this is just like we just don't have a lot to say right now.
Yeah, honestly, I think we said like kind of a lot what we needed to say cuz yeah. I mean, we just wanted to, you know, catch everybody whoever listens to this
up to speed.
Like just up to speed on what yeah. the Stones are doing.
The Stones.
Not the Rolling Stones, but
you know. The Keystones.
The Keystones, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we also came up with a new name for our fan base.
Oh.
Y'all are called the Stoners.
The Stoners,
the
man.
The Stoners.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the Stoners. On my end over here, I'm already thinking of like merch stuff and all that
yeah.
stuff. I'm doing research on just what I'm gonna need and.
Oh, don't we still don't you do you still want to do those like band T-shirts of like the. Like the tour, and then like we have like a bunch of places on the back, but it's like canceled due to COVID. Because they'll never know.
No, that's so stupid,
dude. It's so funny though.
That's good. Yeah, that's
it's
good.
Awesome. What are you
it's good.
About?
Yeah, yeah. Show that has a whole bunch of show dates, but it's like, oh, yeah, we didn't do them because you know COVID.
Yeah, no, yeah.
They're like, you really had all those shows lined up? No, we didn't.
It's a joke. Yeah.
But yeah. So merch is coming like a while away. EP coming soon, and then hopefully very very soon we will be performing again.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yes sir. Yes sir. Yes, anyways, that's been the life update of 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Between me and Jude, the only remaining members of the
Keystones, a dying
as
breed.
Of right now, okay. A
dying breed.
Like we're being like persecuted by the government or something. And they're like, I just want to be a stoner.
No, you cannot be a stoner.
Is Barack Obama, he's just like...
No. You
cannot be a stoner?
You can't be a stoner.
You cannot be a stoner.
Because I already am one.
I'm a stoner already. There can only be one. I can be the only stoner. Anyways, great episode. See ya.
Yeah, see you guys once again.
We're the Keystones.
We are
three in the afternoon.
Yep, with Jude Watt.
And Emilio Rodriguez.
All right.
Godspeed.
See you guys in the next episode.
Oh wait, Jude, give me some. Give what do you got to say to the listeners?
Oh, I remember this. I remember this. Always remember that when you're doing your best is good enough.
Aw.
Thank you, Seattle.
Thank you, Seattle.
Thank you, Seattle.
Thank you, Seattle.